We can just bring our conversations to a close and we will begin our meeting. So I'll start with our opening statement. Council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional country of the Paramangangana people. We pay our respects to ancestors and elders past and present as the custodians of this ancient and beautiful land. Together we will care for this place for the generations to come, and in this context the decisions we make should be guided by the principle that nothing we do should decrease our children's ability to live on this land. So moving on to item 3.1, we do have two apologies this evening, Councillor Huster and Councillor Gill. We have some pre-approved leave of absences, but we do have an additional leave of absence request on the screen for Councillor Parkin. I'd like to move something in relation to that. Councillor Parkin, you have a query about the dates, mate?
Yes, I do. So the dates you've got there have already been approved. I actually have requested additional dates.
So we've got pre-approved 28th of April to the 1st of May, and we've got the motion underneath the 4th of May to the 12th of May.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I saw the pre-approved. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Thank you.
So Councillor Chidi, you're happy to move as on the screen. Yeah. Seconding. Councillor Scarley. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We have no one absent. Before we move on, 4 minutes of the previous meeting. Someone like to move something. Councillor Herman.
Move that circulated.
It's circulated. And someone to second. Councillor Cheetah. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Does anyone have a conflict of interest that they need to declare for this evening? So we'll work my way around. Councillor Herman.
I'm about the item 12.4, CFS review and approval by the same process as last report rapid finish. I'm President of Berman CFS. I'll put that in general. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Parkin.
Yeah, thank you. I've received conflict of issue interest on the same item. Thank you.
When you say perceived, you mean general? Yes. Perceived was not all.
Yes, general.
So you intend on staying in the room?
Yes, I do.
Can you just say the nature of that conflict now, and then we'll say you're doing it later. So what is the reason for the general?
My husband has just started working with CFS, the 2-year contract, but I don't think it poses any actual conflict, and I'm confident of my ability to put that aside and continue.
Thank you. Through you, Acting Mayor, I have a conflict of interest with 12.6. I am a resident of Woodford, but that will not impair my ability to participate in the debate, as it is just a report that we are receiving.
So, general conflict of
standard? Yes,
general.
Thank you.
Councillor Chair.
Thank you. I'm 12.4, CFS review and approval by Safe Places. I'll declare material conflict of interest in officer of CFS, which is the instrument of the Crown. So by definition, we have material conflicts.
Thank you. Councillor Selwood.
Thank you. I'd like to declare a general conflict of interest on item 12.7, the independent member recruitment for the work committee. And I think it's more known for the position on the selection panel.
Did you then stay in the room?
Yes.
Yeah, so coming back around here now, Councillor Marsh, did you have your hand up? No? Any more conflicts of interest? No. Okay, we'll move on to opening remarks for myself. I'd like to welcome everyone to the gallery and also those who are watching online. And just make note of the fact that we do have a whole range of ANZAC Day services, not just lawn services. We've got the ANZAC Day Eve service at Upper Sturt, we've got the Forest Range service at 10 a.m. So I hope to be able to make it to one of those services. And just a reminder, we have our forum next Tuesday, Eurata, which has a sustainability focus. Now, I would like to seek leave for the meeting. I'll do it at the appropriate time. Just to bring some items forward, one of them is 12.4, that's in relation to the submission to the CFS, because we do have Mr. Alan here in the room to answer any questions. 12.7 also to bring forward, because we have Ms. Pamela here, who is intending on nominating, she's an independent member of our Audit and Risk Committee. And to move 19.2 to 19.4, I'll articulate the reason that we're placing. Okay, questions adjourned and lying on the table. We do not have any, so we also don't have any petitions or deputations. We do have the public forum, which provides an opportunity for anyone in the gallery to speak to us. We have a total amount of time of 10 minutes allocated. Can I get an indication if you'd like to speak tonight? I know Mr. Tate very good afternoon, so we've got two speakers, which will enable 5 minutes each. Mr. Tate, I'll allow you to go first. If you want to come forward, just restate your name, your location, what you do know, and what you'd like to speak to us this evening. And if there's any time remaining for 5 minutes, we'll allow questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor, for the opportunity to speak to you. I do thank you for that. My name is John Tate from Burwood, and I have two matters to speak tonight about, which is the letter that I received from the council dated the 10th of April, and also I understand that you have distributed what I call a document for reconciliation for council members.
And just
that's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Just to confirm, the document that I received is by email, not the ones printed. The letter that Mr. Tate refers to is one of the printed documents on the table. So yeah, I may not have had time to read yet, but when you talk, you'll have to read about it.
Thank you. Tonight I speak to your council, the letter dated the 10th of April 25, in response to my letter on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Council Ratepayers and Residents Action Groups dated the 27th of January 2025. To me, the reply was a complete whitewash, which totally avoided the real questions. And I say this because of these points. Your council have, over many, many years, taken the lead role in celebrating Australia Day and the mayor always presenting civic and citizenship awards. I'm talking about, I've attended the Gumaraka event many, many years, and had also received a civic award some years ago. The Lions Club, to me, always catered for the men. They are not the lead organisers of Australia Day and Cancer Voice, in my view. Last year and this year, your council conducted citizenship and civic award ceremonies on the 28th and the 24th days of January. However, you failed to tie these ceremonies and to acknowledge and to celebrate our great and sovereign nation of Australia. A lot of you people see that I wear an Aussie hat because I'm very proud of Australia. And what the council is doing at the moment is divisive, in my view, and not only my view, the majority of ratepayers and residents in the Adelaide Hills Council area. The $1,400 of money, which are really ratepayers' monies, is now only provided to groups who do not celebrate Australia Day on the 20th of January. Again, I say that that action is divisive. These actions by your council have created a great division of anger. And I can tell you anger because I personally do want to call a person and I asked them two questions. The two questions was, will you sign this petition or do you agree with the council? And a staggering 96% of all residents in the area and also their groups sat in front of post offices, and the same result was the same. So we
two
did.
Beg your pardon? 2 minutes.
2 minutes, thank you. I don't need all of that time with that then. So these actions have created great division and anger within Adelaide Hills Council ratepayers and residents on both sides of the aisle. On both sides of the aisle. People who support your view, which by the way is in the minority, not the majority, and also referred to what I quoted some time back about democracy. Democracy is we the people, and I don't believe you're acting in a democratic manner. So what I've done, I've submitted to the council for your consideration a one-page document as a potential path forward for reconciliation in this matter, which thank you, Deputy Mayor, for distributing that after I emailed it to you today. I really appreciate that. Now, I know I've spoken very strongly and you might feel harshly, but my heart is for reconciliation for the two groups. And I want to say this, that if an Indigenous group invited me to celebrate Australia Day on any other day than the 26th of January, I'd be the first one there. And I hope that you'd be the first one there if we get an agreement on the 26th day. I think that's about all I need to say, but I do welcome any questions. I mean, I've spoken a number of times and I haven't had one question from one council. So I do welcome a question from anyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tay. We do have time for one question. I think someone would like to ask it. Councillor Herman.
Yes, what action do you expect the council to take on your presentation tonight and other correspondence?
What I believe the council should take is to consider it carefully and come back and try to get an agreement. Or why don't we have people from our side of the fence meet your side of the fence and build out a common ground so we do get agreement on this? This is divisive. It is divisive. And the only way we're going to fix this is talk about it. Thank you, Mr. Herman. Is that it?
That's it. Thanks for your time. Appreciate your time.
Good. Thank you all.
If you'd like to come forward and just state your name. Sorry, I'm not sure of your name. You indicated you'd like to speak. If you'd just like to come up. Just state your name and location and then what you'd like to speak to us about this evening.
Thank you. My name is Barbara Smythe and I live at 42 Leslie Crescent. That might ring a few bells. I attended the last council meeting in support of Kirsty Parker's motion to conduct a survey, which I considered was commendable. However, it did surprise me that there was no further discussion about how, when or where this survey was to happen. I only hope that it's sooner rather than later. However, the real point of my presence here is to tell you that I consider that the survey is just the tip of the iceberg. We need to do more. And I would be urging council to look very carefully at planning and development with regard to the extent of demolition and clearing of properties, which is currently occurring. I understand that laws have been relaxed and are open to interpretation by developers. That may be, may not be, that is hearsay, it may or may not be correct. However, it's not looking good. Vacant land in the close proximity to Stirling has become unavailable. And so consequently, what we're seeing now is just the beginning of properties that are, and there will be more and more properties being cleared and redeveloped. Leslie Crescent, as you may already know, has a whole 1 acre property, two properties together combined to make 1 acre. And it is bare earth, absolutely bare earth. There is nothing left. And I ask you, how does council allow this to happen? It does, it beggars belief. I believe that this council, elected by the residents, have a duty to us to ensure that the amenity of this beautiful area is not destroyed, because this is happening before our very eyes. The bare earth policy from boundary to boundary must not be allowed to continue. If you haven't driven down Leslie Crescent, you really should do so. But Leslie Crescent's only one property at the moment. I believe there's another one on Summit Road, which is also under a cloud and is being addressed by Mount Botany House. This area is unique to South Australia. There's nothing else in a state like it. We must preserve it, and I'm sure you would agree. I'm not against development, but it needs to be done in sympathy with this special area, and I'm relying on you to ensure that this happens. It's too late to save Leslie Crescent. The damage is done, but please don't let this sort of thing continue to happen elsewhere around this lovely area where we live. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on to speak to us tonight about what I feel, all our questions. I'll just one point of clarity, take a seat. It looks like you've got a couple of minutes for questions, but I will just let you know, Councillor Parkin asked to start today when the survey would actually be out and an opportunity for community to participate in. And it's looking to commence the end of April, so not too far away. And there will be 4 weeks. It will provide an opportunity for feedback from the community. So we look forward to receiving that. We'll go to Councillor Cheadon, Councillor Pascali first, because you have a question for the last one.
Probably the question is, well, would you be comfortable to have a conversation with this, I guess, outside of tonight's call and give them time just to expand that? I think quite close to Leslie, go down for quite a bit. So that is something we'll be comfortable being in contact with myself to discuss outside of the chamber.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you, Mr. Acting Mayor. You only have until midnight tonight, but are you aware, poses as a question, are you aware that on the Your Say website you can actually put in feedback to the planning and codes? Currently there are changes and it's up for consultation. So if you go on the Your Say website tonight, you'll be able to input some of it. Oh, are you aware?
Maybe
you can do that.
So
thank you.
And Councillor Hammond, I'll allow you
to respond. Yes, right. My question is to the Director of Development and Community. Was a development application lodged to, clear this block? And did the Native Vegetation Council have any input into that?
So.
Through you, Acting Mayor, my understanding would be that he's talking about on the 7th Leslie Crescent. Yes, so there is an improvement on that site. I'm not aware of the other blocks, so I'd have to take that on notice, but you don't need approval to demolish property under the planning design code. So unless a dwelling is heritage listed, demolition is not considered development that needs to be approved. And that's state, the planning design code is set by the state government. 47 Leslie Crescent, yes, there were some trees there that have been removed. I don't think there was any native vegetation that was approved by the Native Vegetation Council for removal on that site.
Could you perhaps send an email around confirming that this later, whatever? Thank you.
Is it possible for me to clarify that 45 was also, 47 and 49.
No, I think that was Ms. Child was saying the second property she'll have to take on notice, so that's something to. So thank you again for coming on and speaking to us tonight. We do really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, so moving on to item 9, we have no presentation. So coming to questions on notice. Firstly, 35 Parachute Road, Stirling, Councillor Parkin. And Ms. Charlton, you had a small update you'd like to provide the chamber in relation to that question.
Yes, through you, Acting Mayor, there was a minor change suggested by Councillor Mark. Just to clarify, I think we have it on the screen. Just in the last paragraph there, just to emphasise that the tree removal was approved by the Native Vegetation Council.
So that revised version of the answer will appear in the notes. 10.2, Adelaide Rally. Does anyone have any follow-up questions in relation to that at this stage? Okay, we'll move on to our motions on notice. The first one from Councillor Mudge. Now I'll pass it to you to move and speak to your motion on notice.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. Yes, I would like to move this in slightly change form compared to what appeared in the agenda. Yellow bit is the addition.
That was sort of circulated by email.
That was circulated by email yesterday. Thank you to Councillor for suggesting it. Obviously, we're in the middle of an election campaign at the moment, and I thought it was very interesting that one of the first things, and probably the most major promise that's actually been given to our area, was appeared in the federal budget just before the beginning of the caretaker period, just before the calling of the election, and that was a commitment of around about $520 million out of $800 million towards the Greater Adelaide Brake Bypass. And since that time, the federal opposition have also matched that and raised it slightly. And I think that's really welcome that that both of the major levels of government are putting commitments into this area, and it's even found its way into the federal budget. This Greater Adelaide Freight Bypass has the potential to reduce by a reasonable amount. It's debatable exactly how much. The large freight vehicles that travel down the South Eastern Freeway along Port Rush Road, Ben Osman and Crossroads. And of course, we know this freeway travels through our council district, and people live next to it and also use it. And even people who are further away in our council district use it, and also those feeder roads in the city as well to commute. Me being one of them, I almost felt like I should declare a conflict of interest because I go up and down Port Rush Road all the time, and I'm sitting next to, you know, B double on this side, B double on that side, B double behind me, and it can be quite scary. So I think anything that can reduce the amount of freight on these roads is better. I won't go through all the details of it. The current plan is to start the bypass at around about Murray Bridge and go up to Truro and then around to the north of Adelaide. And as I said before, it will reduce congestion, accidents and noise while improving the road safety for all road users. In my time living in the hills, I've pretty much continuously commuted up and down the freeway, and particularly in the last 8 to 10 years, it's got really, really bad during peak hours, and all you have to do is have one of these trucks roll over, and that's it. I think one time it took me 2.5 hours to get to work, which was good. The other thing that I guess surprised me a little was last year, it appeared that there was some sort of an alliance between some of the city councils that formed, including the City of Burnside and City of Norwood, Paynham and St Peters. And we weren't sort of part of it or invited to be part of it, which I thought was a little bit of a surprise. So this motion sort of seeks to correct that. And also, as per the addition, item 5, to write to all of the politicians at state and federal level, and also the member for mayor and candidates for mayor. Yeah, and also put something on our website to inform our ratepayers and residents of the benefits of this project and continue to advocate for it. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Mudge. Councillor Sisson, do you want to second the motion?
Thank you. I support the motion and the comments of Councillor Mudge. This motion is highly consistent with the position that this council has taken previously. We highlighted heavy freight congestion on the southeastern freeway in our formal response to the Mount Barker and Adelaide Hills transport study back in 2022. And that project was designed to support reduction in heavy freight. It's in line with the council's previous feedback that we've received on this issue, so I fully support the motion. And it is good to see that both sides of the political aisle have committed to funding this project.
Councillor Hannah, you'd like to speak?
Yes, so I'll be supporting the motion, but I just wonder whether the mover and the seconder might consider, when I dialogue with Councillor Mudge, including the LGA, as people should be advised of Council's position. And then there's an afterthought whether the Southern Hills Local Government Association could be incorporated into the list. And having moved, supported as it is, I think that's the LGA at least.
Suggesting a variation?
Well, I'll leave it. Yeah, I am, but.
Have you got any suggested words?
Just in who you're going to write to.
You did say write to the LGA.
And Southern Hills, adding the inner list of people to contact.
Yeah.
LGA and Southern Hills Government Association.
Perhaps after State Minister Heisen and Cadell.
Yeah.
LGA and
Southern Hills Government Association. Think the more people now, the more people we can get to know the position.
Yeah. I'll be happy to accept that.
Let's just give a moment to get on the screen and I'll see if they want to go there. So after the state members for Heisen and Cavell, will include the LGA and the Southern and Hills for Essen after the Queen's LGA. So the seconder, Councillor Scott, you have to accept that variation. Seek leave the meeting for that variation to be accepted. Thanks. Okay, so Councillor Herman, did you want to speak further to this item?
Not further, I just think further we throw the net and get the information out to anyone that might have an interest in it so that they know what's happening, the better it will be for the community and for the council. I was pleased with the motion.
Councillor Selwood, you'd like to speak to the item?
Yes, thank you. I will also be supporting the motion. I think it's great that both major parties have come out looking at this issue that we've all known has been an issue for a very long time. I do hope that when they end up doing this project that there's good consultation so that we're not just shifting the problems into another person's backyard. I wouldn't want to see the residents of Sudan experiencing problems because of this decision to move trucks out their way. I would also like to see improvements to rail corridor to address the freeway issues, not just a road bypass. I think improving the ability for freight to take rail, but also passenger rail would be really helpful. I also think it's interesting to note that one of the major parties that has promised this also had two trucks parked at the bottom of the freeway yesterday, just for electoral advertising. They said vote for our party on the side, and so I think it's quite ironic that they're willing to do a bypass and then park trucks on the exact road that they're trying to reduce congestion on. But yes, that will be one of the motions.
Good point about shifting the problem, because I know in Truro there's a big debate around the benefits or detriments with the bypass around the town being planned. Do anyone else like to speak to the item? Yeah, Councillor Chair.
I just wanted to briefly, because I had not mentioned it, that we, I've been to Canberra for the last 2 years for the National Government Association Congress, and where Chamberlain visited in the first year that I was there, certainly met with the federal MPs, along with other mayors from the surrounding councils, to raise this issue. As well as CEO Greg Georgopoulos in the New Hampshire last year. So we have done that in codes with our councils to really push this agenda. So I guess add that and correct that on the record.
Anyone else like to speak to the item? Councillor Mudge, do you need a right to reply? No? Okay, debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Moving on to item 11.2, the Kempton Valley Road. So, Councillor, how would you like to move and speak to your motion?
Yes, I'll move as printed. And speaking to it, I've had a couple of requests from residents that live either on the Kempton Valley Road or the Peter Road that come in about the speed limits on that road. The issue is the 100 limit. The others, the 50 and 60, is not a concern of the 80 or 100 limits are a concern of them. Hence, I put the most forward to open dialogue with the committee to do a survey on that and see ultimately that the residents would like that 100 choose to pay. I haven't said that in motion, but it's a bit of people like that judgment. However, having said that, I note the officer's report not supporting the motion, but I'll still move it. And the issue, the report states, and that's one of the contributing factors, is the last paragraph, there may be an issue of lack of maintenance in Kempton Valley Roads, which may impact on the appropriate speeds. That's a very true statement. That trying to get it to fix up roads is virtually impossible because it costs money. Whereas reducing the speed limit is only a couple of signs that need to go up, they might come with that. So I'll move as printed. Hopefully, that's a second.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Grant, would you like to second the motion?
I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
And perhaps this is for the CEO. CEO, do you feel that this motion in part would give you sufficient guidance to do anything other than request an investigation of the speed limits in the sense that it isn't, as Councillor Herman said, it isn't requesting anything specific? Do you feel that this is too vague for you to initiate an engagement, or could you comment, please?
Thank you for the question, through you, Acting Mayor. Look, what it does is bring this matter to the table when we have frequent meetings with the department, the chief of the department. So it actually adds something to the agenda with the regular meetings that I can raise a couple of issues. One is the speed and also the condition of their asset. So I welcome the motion.
Councillor Sheehan and Councillor Scully.
I was going to ask second questions. There's the moment to ask questions about the speech right.
That's for Scully with a question.
Yes, thank you. Through your Acting Mayor. Would it help if we were to insert into the motion that investigate the speed limits and maintenance? Applying to Kempton Valley Road and the road's maintenance. Would that variation assist?
We can't really have a variation without a second.
Sorry, but you should have seconded.
I
did second, but wasn't speaking
to it. All right. So I was just looking at the screen. So Councillor Cheetah, so you like a variation that after Kent Valley Road, and the road condition?
It says here specifically maintenance. Yeah. So I thought it's sticking with what the report says.
So and maintenance of the road?
Yeah. It's worth continuing.
Perhaps you could have the investigated speed limits applying to and the maintenance of Kent Valley Road.
So if we just cut and maintenance of them, we're in front of understanding the variation, Councillor Hermione, happy
to accept it? Yes, I'll accept that coming before.
And Councillor Cheetah? Okay, so I think it's on. Yeah, I'm just following. So just delete the. That made a second. All right, Seaton leave the meeting to accept that variation. Okay. No other questions? All right, Councillor Chief, if you'd like to speak to the motion.
Yeah, I'm going to support this motion for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's always important to take a question, speed limits up, and they're set at points in time and how our world changes around us, whether it's from a disability perspective, from a maintenance perspective, from development, from road use. There's a variety of different reasons, and that's not to say we need to start changing the speed limit on every road, but I think it's important that the residents who have a lived experience of an area have raised concerns that we ask the question. I do want to, just highlight from Councillor Brown's comments around the scope of that. I remember not too long ago, a motion of a very similar scope pertaining to a pedestrian crossing in Crazers Main Street, to which has been conversation was had with the CEO and did found some money and not requested any of ours to get over the line. So I think the scope fits. I think the city has a historical demonstrated relationship with DIP. And I think it's a really good way of us of getting into these issues without setting any expectations, but certainly asking questions is the first part. So support mission.
Anyone else like to speak or wish?
I speak.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome.
I've got no problem with it, with supporting the motion, but in doing so, and I will ask this question as well, what actually is envisaged that we, when we write to the CEO of the department, are you just going to write, dear CEO, on such and such a date, council move the following motion, kind regards, thanks very much. Are we going to put some a background into the motion? We're going to give some why do we want the speed limits investigated, and give some examples. What aspects of the maintenance on the road is suspect? Are there numerous potholes? Because if the CEO just gets that, it's a speed limits are okay and no issue with the maintenance filter. Unless we provide some background data and information, I'm just concerned at how three lines would be received by the chief executive if that's all we're sending.
Well, I anticipate, I think the CEO said earlier that he would raise it in one of the regular meetings, and I'll get his response. I think it's a good point that you want to go there with some information that supports why.
Do our engineers say that that road's no good?
All right. So, CEO, how do you intend on, pitching this to him?
It's a good question, and thank you for the question, and through you acting there. It was really taking it on face value, being it's caused some concern from the elected member that put the motion forward and his constituents. It was really then working and collaborating with the department around identifying if the speed is appropriate, because it is their asset, and then also identifying what they have as far as plans for the upkeep and maintenance of that section of road. Because sometimes they're not aware of the condition of their own intent to run, and this will give them an opportunity for them to conduct their own review of that section of road. The motion is light on, of course. I would support more detail around maybe the incidents or accidents or shoulder treatments or condition. But as it sits, there is still enough as an agenda item at our next meeting with the CEO. Sure did.
Okay, would anyone else like to speak to the item? Not so much.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I did have a few little reservations about this particular one, but I'm happy to support it because it doesn't really have any financial and resource implications to council, really. I will be writing a letter. I did have a look on the location SA map viewer. They have a really good data set of road crash statistics that pinpoint geographical locations of incidents. And in the years, the period of 4 year period between 2009 and 2023, this stretch of road, I don't want to say only had, but it did only have six reported incidents. I'm sure each one of those incidents is a really traumatic event for those involved and stuff like that. But when I actually look at it in comparison to some of the other roads in that area, for example, Cutley Creek Road, which is closed, or Cutley Creek, there is heap more accidents on that road. And I'm also hesitant because we have asked in the past about roads, and if they meet the Australian standards for speed limits and stuff like that, then they're okay. So we might be banging our heads against a brick wall, but it doesn't hurt to ask. And I acknowledge the feedback from members of the public that there are certain parts which are an issue. So I will support that.
Thank you, Councillor. Would anyone else like to speak to you on? Councillor Herman, do you need a right to reply?
Yeah, just briefly, thank you for support around the chamber for the investigation. You see, I'm quite happy to provide you the names of the principal person who raised the inquiry with me, that you can get a feel, perhaps have an on-site inspection where he believes that the road is in poor condition. I mean, really, we'll be looking at Burbitts Hill Road intersection, which is a 100 clicks and there's a road that comes in like that, doing a right hand turn, but now turning back to there. Oh, sorry, left hand turn. Quite traumatic. If it's still a 100. Let the investigation find that out. So I'll provide you with the contact details of the major concern.
Okay, debate please. All those in favour of releasing the debate. That is carried unanimously. So as indicated earlier in the meeting, I'd like to seek leave the meeting to bring item 12.4 forward first. Can I leave the meeting? Leave is granted. So come to item 12.4, of which there are a number of conflicts raised, a general conflict by Councillor Herman, a general conflict by Councillor Parkin, and a material conflict by Councillor Cheeto. So Councillor Cheeto, vacate the room.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, the administration have any new or additional information you'd like to provide to the chamber? No, would someone like to move something in relation to this item? Thank you, Councillor Grant. Or would you like to move?
Move as it's on the screen.
Bruce, would you like to speak to the item?
I'll speak just briefly. I think we've spent quite a bit of time investigating this matter. And considering the submission, which I think is worthwhile, it's heartening to see a number of members of the chamber took an interest in this matter, and I give my thanks to staff for indulging the chamber in a discussion over this issue. But is an important issue for members of our area. I was just reading the report in the Courier about 33% of residences in Mayo being at risk of bushfire. This is an immediate and growing problem for us. So I think this is a matter we'll come to the chamber again. But anyway, I'll commend the motion. Thanks, staff, for the effort that put into the submission.
Someone like to second, Councillor Parkin, you'd like to second the motion?
Yes, thank you, Drew. I would. I'd also like to speak briefly. I really appreciate the opportunity to contribute to the workshop that we had around this issue. As many in the chamber know, I've been particularly vocal across the years, particularly post the Cardley Creek bushfire, about clarity around bushfire safe places and what they do and do not provide, where they are and where they are not. And, you know, the advice given to Adelaide Hills residents, not necessarily in the event of a bushfire, but around what they should do on a catastrophic day where there is often not a bushfire, but there is direction given to Adelaide Hills residents anyway that we should leave. There has been confusion about where we should leave to, where is a bushfire safer place, what services are provided in a bushfire safer place. So if you come to a bushfire safer place on a stinking hot day, what you can expect. And I think some of those issues are yet to be resolved. And I have hope that this, I guess, investigation by the CFS, where they're seeking our viewpoint on this, what I think is an incredibly important issue. The bushfires are not going away. The evidence is that we are going to have more of them as climate changes over the next 10 years. There is no national framework on you know, catastrophic days and you know, the national emergency services are not national. I shouldn't have said national, but they're state-based. So there's no framework that is universal and relevant to everywhere. So I think this is a really good first step, and I look forward to what the CFS produces as a result of our input. So I commend the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Park. Would anyone else like to speak beyond? Councillor Selwyn?
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to speak about the process that was undergone. I agree with comments made by Councillor Park and Councillor Brown. But it was really good to have that opportunity to be able to feed in to this document. I know from so many conversations after the 2019 bushfires that there is a real mismatch between expectations and understandings of the community and what is considered a bushfire last resort or a safe place. You know, I conveyed at the workshop that, you know, people in Lobethal were thinking they were okay going to the Lobethal Oval and then were surrounded by fire on all sides and had to hide under their cars. So I think this is a really vital piece of work. And I was really encouraged by the response from the CFS at the workshop that we had, that they really have a desire to go further and to really look at this as a whole beyond just which places should and shouldn't be considered. So I take heart that they are really considering this moving forward. The next summer's only a few months away, really, when you think about it. So time is always of the essence. We never know when the next bushfire will strike. So, yes, I'm really glad that we've been able to feed into this in a really meaningful way.
Thank you, Councillor Selwood. Councillor Lunch?
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I fully support this submission, and I thank council staff for their patience in making sure that we got a submission which really reflects the views of around the chamber, but also through us as elected representatives of the community. I was a little bit concerned when the first draft of this was circulated that it sort of really sort of sent the opposite message, particularly in the desire of the community for more bushfire safer places in our area and last resort refuges in our area. I actually felt that it actually sent the opposite message, and I think it's been changed a reasonable amount since this time. I think it's a really important thing for us. More education, the better on this, so I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? Councillor Grant, any right of reply? Okay, with the debate closed, all those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Thanks, Ms. Arnn, for coming along. You weren't needed in the end, but we appreciate all the work you put into pulling together the revised submission. I think it reflects the views of this chamber and our community at a much better level for the CFS to work on. So thanks very much. Okay, so I'd now like to seek leave the meeting just while we wait for the Councillor Chia to come back to move item 12.7 forward. An indication that leave is granted. I need more hands up. Thank you. That's right. So we have leave the meeting to now deal with item 12.7. Before we do that, I'll just wait for Councillor Chia to return. Bill, do you have any new additional information you'd like to provide to the chairman? There it is.
for you, Chair. I'm just noting that Ms. Pamela Lee is here and she's nominating to be on the selection committee. She's a member of the risk.
So just before we move forward with, I guess, what decision to make, can I just get an indication of which elected members are interested in nominating? Okay, so Councillor Selwood, so that means we can move forward just with decision one, given we have two nominations. And before we do that, Councillor Selwood, do you want to reconfirm your conflict?
Yes, I would like to declare a general conflict of interest. This is only a position on a selection panel, so I don't believe it constitutes a material conflict of interest. But I think it's worth just focusing on putting my hand up for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can move forward with decision one if someone would like to be with something in relation to that. Councillor Lunch, would you like to
move? Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to move decision one. Both two names.
So, as you mentioned, Councillor Melanie Selwood. Do you want to ask a question now? Okay, so Councillor Mudge, allow you to speak.
Yeah, just very briefly, I think it's always good to have a selection for independent members because it casts out the net wide for people to express interest. I have been involved in this particular selection panel in the past, and it was a really good process. And there are lots of people out there lots of experience who are actually quite interested in these sorts of roles while putting back into their community and also the resume as well, you know, council jobs and job something. So I can make a motion.
Thank you. Councillor Scarley, do you want to second the motion?
Yes, thank you. Through that to me, I'll second the motion.
I speak for them. Anyone else like to speak to this item? I need for a right of the Councillor Lunch. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Okay, so we will move back now to item 12.1. Thanks for coming in and congratulations on being on the selection panel. But it'll be good to have your insight as an independent member to actually choose an independent member. So thanks very much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll move back to item 12.1. Mr. Smith, do you have any new additional information you'd like to provide?
No.
Someone like to move something in relation to that item. The Councillor Herman, would you like to move as printer? Would you like to speak to the item?
Just briefly, thanks to the report self-explanatory, but just a couple of points on page 74, I think that's noted. Where there's expenditures and page 75 where there's investment. Two officers are required to be able to approve anything that belongs within the council budget. So there are safeguards there from a internal control perspective. That's probably why I had to start. The Director of Corporate Services also in his report to the last audit committee gave an overview of the federal repository as well. The board committee is aware of. Recommend the motion.
Thank you. Someone like to second the item? Councillor Austin Stock, do you wish to speak to the item?
No.
Would anyone like to contribute to the debate? Any for a right by Councillor Newman? Please turn your okay, the debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. So we move on to item 12.2, Council Members' Work Health Safety Policy and Procedure. Now, Dr. Gill, do you have any additional information you'd like to provide?
Yes, through you, Acting Mayor, it's just highlighted on the screen a couple of changes. They're not substantive changes. One is just to correct this effective date, which will be from tomorrow. And the second is grammatical change. The chapeau being the beginning of dot points.
Councillor Pascal?
I'd like to move this motion as printed, and I just want to thank the administration for putting this policy together, and I was really heartened to see all the feedback noted in the report and the considerations given to it. As I mentioned before, not many councils are going down this path. We're one of the first, and I think this is a good place for us to start. These are, at this point in time, just words on paper. It's now about the actions that follow them up and the cultural change that comes with having a policy like this. So I look forward to seeing how that evolves.
Thank you, Councillor Scully. Councillor Barton, would you like to second the motion?
Yes, I would like to second the motion, and I would also like to thank my council staff for all the effort that put into the development of this and to the workshop, which I think, you know, will gain something from participation thereof. I think I agree with Councillor Pascal. We have the opportunity to lead here, and I'm really heartened by a lot of the really good communication tools as well as policy tools that are being put in place to continue the really great reputation of the LA Hills Council and to reinforce some of the fantastic things that we're doing both inside the chamber and in council staff and in the community. So, yeah, cool motion. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak to that? Councillor Lynch and then Councillor Lynn.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. To be supporting this motion, I think this is a good body of work that we're doing. I think it's good that we're sort of ahead of the curve with respect to some of these sorts of issues. I did actually have some very, very minor grammatical type things and terminology suggestions, which I think will potentially be covered off under point four of the reaction motion. But I apologise for not having sent them through before the meeting, but I will send them through to the start afterwards. So I'm 100% in support of it. I think it's sort of great to actually clarify where we sit with respect to the two pieces of legislation, Workplace Health and Safety Act and the Local Government Act. So that's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Munch. Councillor Hennemann.
One's a question to CEO or delegate. 11.3 lists from A to H, the report should be made onto A to H. Just ask the question to administration. I thought maybe we should include a time limiting factor. In fact, if there's an issue that happened in 2019, can that still be brought forward? Somewhat similar statute of limitations that applies in the laws of the state. I'd just like to see if there's a comment on that.
I was reluctant to introduce that because I'm not sure it's consistent with the legislation in this instance, often with some of our behaviour, like our, for example, our behaviour complaints policy does have a time limit, whereas with the work health and safety legislation, I think if there's that work health and safety risk, it doesn't matter when it was. The policy is clear in encouraging early reporting, but it doesn't prohibit by setting the time limit.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to the item? Okay, Councillor Scully, you'd like to write a reply.
Question now on the back of that comment.
Sure.
Do you have to make? So, does that preclude any previous elected members coming forward with historical issues?
I feel like. For you, Acting Mayor, I feel like we might be getting into the realm of legal advice, which I will refrain from doing. But it would really depend on what the facts are and if the risk is still present and whether it's reasonable and practicable for the decision maker to make a decision around the risks. The incident.
You like right?
No, thank you.
Thank you. The debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We'll move on to item 4.3 now. Easement consent over Crown Land, South Roof Road, Woodside. CEO, do you have any new or additional information you'd like to provide the chamber?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I've just circulated some questions that Councillor Sherwood sent through a week, I think. Yes. Hopefully, that satisfied the 11 members. Questioning on this report or this item, but I'm happy to take any further questions if needed.
Councillor Selwood, you've had a chance to read. Do you have any additional questions?
Yes, I do have a follow-up question. So in the email that circulated, it said that the pipework has already been constructed. Is that the entire pipework? So we're actually doing a retrospective approval of the easement?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, would someone like to move something in relation to this item? And Councillor Munch, what would you like to move?
As president.
Speak to the item?
I don't think there is anything to.
Someone like to second the item? Councillor Osterstock, do you wish to speak to the item?
No.
Anyone like to contribute to the debate? Councillor Herman?
Just a question running the easement over councillors. Members blame whether that we couldn't charge a fee for an easement or an fee for processing it. So the question is, can the council charge a fee for the easement or an evident fee for process?
Through elected members, not currently in our fees and charges policy, but they've been introduced into the fees and charges, fees and charges policy.
Make a note of that. You could charge.
You could move an amendment.
No, not too much.
Yeah. Anyone like to contribute to the debate? Okay, I need for a right of the final. Those in favour, please indicate. Those against? That's carried. Move on to item 12.4, which we've dealt with, so we'll go to item 12.5, the Bush Kindy Schools Program, Bush Kindy Park, Overfield Community Kindergarten, Overfield High School Higher Fees. Someone like to actually firstly, CEO, do you have any new information you'd like to provide? Someone like to move something in relation to this item. Councillor Brown, what would you like to move?
I'd move the item as the script.
You might speak to the item?
Briefly, it's a commendable program. It's good to get kids outdoors. Bushland Park is a great place to do it. So it's a commendable motion. I'd the support of the chamber.
Thanks, Councillor Grant. Councillor Nevin, can you just turn your microphone on? Councillor Lamar, do you want to second the item?
Briefly make a comment about this one. I must admit, when I first looked at this, I thought it probably cost more than put together than the discount they're getting for it. But then it became clear upon reading it that there is a broader issue with respect to delegations for reduction in fees and charges. I certainly support an examination of whether we can do something better with respect to that. So,
that's the exact question I asked the administration, and I think that's why point four is there. Councillor Silver, would you like to speak to the item?
Yes. So both of my kids many years ago attended Bush Kindy and Bush School through local community kindergarten and local primary school. And it's been an incredible program for young people. They teach them about so many things when they're out there in the bush. They teach them about risk, like don't climb a tree if it's skinnier than your wrist. Or they learn a lot about the world around them. It's really exciting to watch. There's actually an anniversary coming up of that program. And there's a group chat of anyone who's been involved over the last 10 years or so. And this photo is going around, and it's amazing to see how these kids have grown up with a love of nature because of this program. I was actually initially really wary of point four of this motion, but I think the question asked by Councillor Martin and Acting Mayor have helped waylay that a little bit, because I know that when we did the delegations review, there was a discussion around these charges. So, I wouldn't want a carte blanche. But I'm happy to examine it in a report. But I think enabling this program to continue is a really important service that we give to these programs and to our community in general. And it has created a real ownership of Bushland Park by young people. They go back years afterwards and see it as a place that they need to care for and belong to. So I think this is a really special thing that we can do for them.
Thank you, Councillor Selwood. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? Councillor Grant, no need for a right of reply. Have the debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Move on to item 12.6 now, with the infrastructure maintenance, CODO, the new motion by the Chairman. Councillor Pascali, you'd like to move something?
Yes, I'd like to move the motion as printed.
You'd like to speak to
me? Yes, thank you, through your acting mayor. Well, first of all, I have a general conflict of interest I'd like to declare. I'm a resident of Woodford and have an indirect conflict just by being a resident. However, this agenda item is just receiving and noting a report and engagement plan, so there is no material conflict of interest. I'd just like to thank the administration for putting this together. The whole reason why there was a drive to do this was to manage the expectations of this community. They have come in and they are seeing a difference in what they bought into what is occurring over there, and there's many factors for that. One thing I have discovered since then, which I just wanted to bring to the chamber, is one of the things that we have been saying to these residents in Woodford is that they could, in consultation with the council, turn their verge in front of their home into a car park. And I met with staff and the chair of the strata of the Kelso Apartments to discuss this. And in that meeting, I learnt that, firstly, the planning laws are one car park, one street car park per three homes. They're new laws. So that verge request wasn't quite right. We also can't do anything about the parking until everyone has moved in. So that's another 2 to 3 years away. So I think residents in there now have an expectation that their verge is going to be turned into a car park, and we still actually have to go through a traffic order and do all of that. So I am concerned we still have a lot of work in managing the expectations around this community, but at least we've got something to start with and we can start moving forward. Thank you.
Councillor Pascal. So I'd like to second the motion. Councillor Lunch, do you want to speak to him? Would anyone else like to contribute to the debate? All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We've already dealt with item 12.7. So we move on to item 12.8. Now, Dr. Gill, do you have any information you'd like to provide the chamber?
Reiterating there, we just added some text. Just making it clear that we're inviting elected members to provide a feedback.
Thank you. Would someone like to move something in relation to this item? Councillor Herman, like to move those on screen?
Yes.
You'd like to speak to you on?
Yeah, just briefly, thank you for including that little right at the end. I did raise the administration that the LTA strategic plan is fantastic in it as far as it goes. But I thought maybe they're putting their heads in the sand for the next 4 years. I'm not a fortune teller, but I believe there will be realignments, boundaries, or amalgamations, whatever you'd like to call them, in that period of time. And they've got three or four of them front, you know, at Camden Council. One that's one of Lights, Gore, Barossa Valley, there's a number of them around. My view was that it's not mentioned anymore. I thought that was a strategic omission from their plan. They should be at least thinking about it. I'm not saying they have to support it, but at least they should be mentioned in their strategic plan that they will consider structural words. Whilst I'm happy that we've got to Monday, if we've got a view on any of the bits and pieces in that plan, so basically it's good for what it is. If there weren't amalgamations, boundary realignments on the horizon, I wouldn't let it go, but I think I'll just be making a submission about that point.
Thank you, Councillor Hammond. Councillor Pascali, then Councillor Cheatham.
I'd like to, through you, Acting Mayor, second the motion.
I'd like to speak to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I actually found it. I think I want to reiterate the points that Councillor Hammond made about missing some of those key issues, but I also found it quite light in some other areas that local government could contribute more to, and I think that is around community wellbeing
and those kinds of things. So I'm thankful that we actually have the opportunity on Monday to contribute to it, because there was a lot in this agenda,
yeah.
And I'm glad to give it more thought over the weekend. So I'm grateful for that inclusion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cheatham.
I will not reiterate the reason, Richard.
Anyone else like to speak to the item? No need for a reply, Councillor Herman. No. Debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. Right, we have no information items, no correspondence for voting. Does anyone have a question without notice this evening? No, move on to the motions without notice. We do have two motions without notice. The first one by Councillor Cheater, and taking into account the guiding principles, I will accept the motion without notice. So if you'd like to speak to that item now.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I think acknowledgement is really, really important in all aspects of our lives, and it's no different to the staff, especially when we're getting recognised externally for the work that we do. Now Mr. McCuffin, in a formal setting, has exemplified how he operates as an employee of this council in all the work that I've experienced with him. But, receiving a medal in relations in 2019 for the Great Bushfires, that was a real testing time for our council. I'm really proud that we can sit here and acknowledge the receipt of a report such as this. I included in the motion to acknowledge the staff involved there as well. We're just having to look at some of the quotes Mr. McCarthy has put out around, the team around him as well. I thought it was appropriate to include that in there as well in the motion.
Councillor Sylvie, you'd like to say the motion. Do you wish to speak to
it? Yes, please. I think it's an excellent motion, and I was really excited to see that Mr. McCarthy won this award. I feel like he might be the sort of person that doesn't sit comfortably with winning awards, and so I think that's even more important that he's won it. I did sit in a session he gave to community members about their own resilience, and it was fascinating to see the depth of his knowledge and his ability to communicate that to residents and community members. So I think this award's been really well deserved, and I think it's right for us as a council to commend for the work.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? Councillor Sisson.
I have no problem with the motion, but the motion is just going to be absorbed into our minutes. There's no direction to the CEO or the acting mayor to write to Mr. McArthur and convey council's acknowledgement and commendation. How does the CEO envisage that? Should that be included in the motion, or are you just going to take it off your own back and write?
Sure. That'd probably be a question to the mover as to whether he'd like to do that.
In keeping with some of Councillor Settle's comments, there was consideration to not necessarily make it as publicised, being publicised. And I think a question back to the CEO.
So that's no.
Would there be a preference? That's a question.
Would there be a preference?
Well, how would the CEO handle the question like that?
Yeah.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, if Councillor so desires to amend the motion to include that I write or the acting mayor write to Mr. McArthur, have you been there?
I'm moving, Ben.
You've already spoken, Scott.
I can take it.
Someone needs to write me. I don't need any written motion. I'm happy to write to him and just acknowledge that this is council's endorsed position. I'm aware he's already had a lot of attention from this with interviews from the jury and the like, which, like Councillor Silwood said, probably going to be uncomfortable with having this attention. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak to the item? No? And if we're right to reply, all those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. So we do have a second motion on notice, which Councillor Munch stipulated very earlier in this meeting, and I've reviewed the wording, and I'm happy to take it into account after accepting the guiding principles. So So we'll just wait for it to come up on the screen. And Councillor, would you like to speak to your worship about that?
Yeah. Can I just make a slight change in point two, where it says, and all those who death just give me. Get rid of those, actually. Just sounds good better.
Sure. Do I speak to the motionaries?
Thank you. Today, with this motion, we join millions around the world who are mourning the passing of Pope Francis, who died at the age of 88. Regardless of whether you're a believer or non-believer, this motion for us is an opportunity to reflect on the life of a person who made a significant contribution to global leadership change and reform. As the first Pope from the Americas and the Southern Hemisphere, and the first Jesuit to lead the Catholic Church, Pope Francis was a figure of profound humility, compassion, and courage. His papacy was marked by a deep commitment to social justice, care for the vulnerable, and a tireless pursuit of peace. Pope Francis inspired many, Catholic and non-Catholic alike, with his advocacy for those less fortunate, his calls for environmental stewardship, and his efforts to build bridges across space and cultures. I think with this motion, we extend our heartfelt condolences to all Catholic, Roman Catholics around the world, and also others who are not part of the Catholic faith, who mourn his loss. And I hope his legacy will be felt and continue on.
Thank you. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Osterstoff, would you like to speak to the item?
No.
Would anyone like to contribute to the debate? Councillor Pascal.
Thank you, Mr. Your Acting Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Lodge, for bringing this motion. I was brought up Roman Catholic, and it has been a difficult faith to be a part of over the years. And I just want to acknowledge Pope Francis for the way he has been very progressive for the faith. I know particularly my mother really has struggled with her Catholicism over the years, and he brought her a lot of comfort, and he will be sadly missed. And I just hope his legacy of making the church a more progressive place and a more welcoming place will not be lost with the new Pope that comes forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? Debate closed. All those in favour, please indicate. Those against, that is carried. Move on to 17, Council Member Functional Activity on the Business of Council. I did circulate some information about those things, so I feel the need to speak to them specifically. However, the 17.2, I did think I would speak to that because it was quite an important meeting for the Southern Hills Local Government Association, where they made, over the last year, they've kind of gone through a journey of how to reform what the association does, how they can make it more effective for the member councils. And there were some important decisions made on that at that meeting. So one was they have endorsed a revised purpose statement, which is more succinct and focused. They're recruiting a new executive officer at 0.5, which is less than 0.8 in the past. But instead of the executive officer doing all of the administrative duties, that is sole focus on advocacy and looking at the strategic aspect of the association, which I think is really important. They're seeking nominations from the LGA along with member councils to all spice the administrative aspect of it, again, to allow the executive officer to solely focus on advocacy. They're reducing their meetings to 4, so one per quarter as opposed to 6, and they're requiring stakeholders to provide written reports to improve efficiency. So I've only been on to a few of these meetings, but what I would find is a lot of those reports would take up a huge amount of time. Got all these CEOs and mayors sitting around the room, and there's not a lot of time left for the strategic discussion. So I do think that, I know there's been questions in this chamber in the past, and what is the benefit of this association? Why are we on it? Why are we putting some of our ratepayers' money into it? And I do feel that those changes will improve the ability for that association to operate in a more effective way. Councillor Selwood, Councillor Parker.
Yeah, just a question on that. So I'm glad to hear that because when I was in a previous meeting, when I was deputy mayor, that was a conversation that came up. My question is just, do you think that that new sort of strategic view is supported by all the members of that group? Or do you think it's going to be a bit of a thing to manage moving forwards to make sure that it's on board?
No one dissented. I think there were some members who were more passionate about it. No one dissented to any of the decisions. And they were all separate decisions, so we could break it down into parts. There was probably the most discussion was actually around the written reports and the desire for those stakeholders to still come to the meeting so questions could be asked, because you do get a lot out of the questions as opposed to them just speaking to it. And a good example of that was the LGA update around the potential intervention panel that they're looking at putting in place. And Nick Clinton Jury, the CEO, it became very clear they're still working out exactly how that will work. It was through that question that we got the benefit. So, I'd say overall very supportive. There were potentially some members less passionate, but no one dissented or had anything. That's the part.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this update. I was the sort of backup person for the Southern Local Hills Government Association in the past couple of years, so I've been to a couple of meetings and I've sort of watched this process occur. I just got a lot out of attending those meetings, and it may be worth considering moving forward to have the odd elected member go along, because it's really interesting to see what the leaders of other councils are doing and actually see what's happening at that regional level and the sort of issues that affect us as a region. And attending those meetings made me realise that actually our membership of that particular organisation was important, but I could see that there was some change and streamlining that needed to happen. So I'm really glad that it has happened. Thanks for that. I'm very supportive of our membership. And then perhaps moving forward, we could look at sending me or the elected member, because it's really great just to get an idea of what's going on in other councils.
So the question being, could we send him? Sorry,
the question is, yeah, perhaps we could.
I think that's a good consideration, because the first meeting I attended with that, it does give you quite a good insight. And it's just having the conversations with the other stakeholders in the room that is really valuable. Okay, CEO, move on to your
report. Of course. Thank you. Thank you, and through you, Deputy Mayor. Just a couple of quick.
I was just going to. I just saw Councillor Howard. Do you want to speak about the flood?
It's all the river that was many last week at Lightfall at Fabric. And just a couple of things out of that was there's some public consultation happening about the application of the National Disaster Relief Fund. Next week, one at Ball and one at Angle of Vale. And I attend one of those consultation sessions, or at least part of the process with the Irregular. I might be a bit late for that, nothing there. But I think it's probably get a feel for what the community thinks about for this stormwater management. So if anyone else would like to come, it's Gawler on the 29th of April. And we endorsed an application to the Natural Disaster Relief Fund for funding to complete the business case and management of the store moving forward.
Nice. Thank you, Councillor Herman. Does that mean that I get that we're going to come and ask us for more money?
No, that means I'll say we'll give Bruce a tip down there, so I've walked up.
Okay, sorry about the CEO. Your report.
Thank you. A couple of quick updates. The new director appointment's progressing well. So we've shortlisted four candidates, which we will look at interviewing over the next couple of weeks. So I'll keep you posted. And just a reminder, we had over 50 applicants for that role. So it was a huge amount of interest. That on just one of our projects, which I think we haven't had an update on for a while, is Woodside Pool. The splash path is progressing well. They've done a fair bit of base preparation. They've been held up a little bit, but they're on progress to finish all that installation by the end of May. Thank you.
Any questions for the CEO? No, we'll move on to reports committees. 18.1, we do have minutes from the council assessment panel. Councillor Mudge, you are happy to move this printed. Would you mind to speak to the item? Someone second that, Councillor.
And a question.
Yeah, sure.
On page 25 of the agenda, the court appeals. Is there any progress on the OTR hearing on the 7th of April? 2 weeks ago, there might be some giants in Devonport progress.
Through you, Acting Mayor, yes, the hearing concluded last Tuesday, and I have some information I'll share with members the next day or so regarding that. There's no decision. The court is very relieved there. The court has reserved this judgment, but I do have some confidential advice that I can provide.
Thank you.
In an email.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor, you were happy to second?
I'll be a second.
All those in favour, please indicate. So, yeah, we can carry it unanimously. That's true. I did note that we had a deputy independent CAT member attend that meeting, which was great, because I think it was the first time we'd endorse a deputy member. It's good, it's good to see. Water committee, so I'd like to move something in relation to Councillor Hearn.
So I move that.
As printed.
Yes.
Someone to second. Councillor Selwood. All those in favour, please indicate. That is carried unanimously. We do have minutes for the CODRP along with boundary change, however, they'll be considered under the confidential items. So that does bring us to our confidential items. So thank you very much for coming along this evening. And so I might get you to hop out or to relevant items.